Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, for all of you that were sound asleep last night, the Indians had a stirring comeback with 3 runs in the 9th inning against one of the better closers over the last decade in Major League Baseball, Houston Street. Angels win it in the bottom of the 9th, 4-3. But again, how about that comeback? Terry, because I don't care. Not many people do that against Houston Street.
Yeah, it was an exhilarating inning. I mean, you know, we had such a quiet night. You know, Shoemaker did such a good job against us, and you know, he established the fastball early, and then started throwing that split and gave us fits. And then, you know, like I said, it's a quiet night, and you get to the 9th, and all of a sudden you make a little noise, and you know, Lindor pinch hits, has a great at bat, Naquin fights to get a hit, Carlos banging that ball off the wall. In fact, Carlos probably hit it too hard, and because he, you know, came out of the box good, and by all rights, you know, he couldn't get to second. And you know, if he does, we probably end up getting the go-ahead run. But you can't blame him there. I mean, he just hit the ball too hard. And then, you know, when you're on the road, you're always in danger of, you know, as soon as they score, you go home, and you know, Brian Shaw comes in, he runs the count full on Ryan. He flips a hit into center. You know, they get the bunt down, and then they, you know, it doesn't take much, as we saw, to push that run across.
Any worries there with Brian Shaw? It seems like he's either dominant or he has a rough night.
Well, I think, and when you say rough night, though, you know, I mean, he gave up, you know, 2 hits, but, you know, he's throwing the ball really well, which is what I obviously care about us winning. But when you look at pitchers when they're giving up runs, you know, are they scuffling? He's not throwing enough strikes at times, which gets him into trouble, because when he works ahead with that cutter breaking ball combination, he does a great job. We just got to get him back to working ahead.
How about though, Tyler Naquin on this trip now, 2-run homer to break a tie in the 8th inning in Seattle, then a 2-out. Game-tying base hit last night in the 9th inning to give you a chance to win a ball game or at least play extra innings. For a young kid, what does that do for him?
Well, and also a hammy, you know, because he hasn't swung the bat really that well on this trip. You know, Seattle kind of gave him some fits. They were kind of beating him up. But he continues to compete, which is really good. You know, his best at-bats have been coming when the game is really important and the game online. Not that they're not all important, but that's a really good sign. I mean, you're seeing a young kid that seems to be enjoying being in that moment as opposed to shying away, and that's a really good sign.
Well, and you played the game with guys that I'm sure wanted that in the 8th inning, and other guys that probably were like, that's okay if I don't bat this inning.
And you know, it's true. You hate to say it, but it's true. Some guys are more suited for that. And I get pleased when you see guys have really good at-bats like that. I thought Napoli, his at-bat, because, you know, we see the big swings he takes and hits the ball at the ballpark. He knew he had to put that ball in play last night. And he shortened up a couple times and fouled off pitches. And it's not surprising because he's been around him for a while now. But it's just, man, when you're going through it with these guys, it just gives you a feeling, okay, we can do this.
Now, you skipped Danny Salazar's last time. Any thing today that you're going to look for, and is he on any kind of a restriction?
No, none at all. We did it for the reasons we talked about, and he'll go out, and it was just kind of a 4-day, 5-day blow, which will be really good for him. And no, his side day was really good. This is what we wanted to accomplish, and it's hard to do that very often, and we told Danny that, but I think this is really going to help him.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for today's rubber match from Anaheim coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.